The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where I grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we're listening to Noisy Business Podcast by Noisy Business. The description here on their website at podomatic.com/podcast/noisybusinesspod. That's got to be a typo. Hold on. Nope, that's the email. That's the website they gave me. Okay. Here it is. Noisy Business is a weekly comedy podcast where the topics are broad and the points don't matter. See right there? I'm thinking this is going to be horrible. Okay. We break down the latest topics in business in the noisiest way possible. Okay. From helping with the marketing to the dirty behind the mask theories of the deep corporate state. But really, we just want to have fun. Well, the good news is if you're having fun, your podcast is already successful. I will just say I am a person that tends to believe Podomatic is the devil. If you're using their free plan, they make you upgrade when you decide to leave, because as I look at your website right now, you have an RSS feed and an iTunes button. Well, number one, Apple hasn't called iTunes for about a year now, and there are other things like Spotify and Google Podcasts and things like that. So that's a little bonus tip there for you. But let's listen to the episode 23, so still kind of new at this, and it's titled Caught Naked in a Library. It goes a little something like this.
What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to the Noisy Business Podcast. Guess who's with me today? Oh, that's right.
Hello, Noisy Nation. B-Ray is back, baby.
B-Ray, B-Money is back, and it is so nice to have you back. It has been a
episode 21!
Oh.
I know it's been a little bit since the big 2-0, and I have returned. I am sorry for the delay there, but well, you know what? We got to give the people what they want.
True. We might have already recorded episode 21, but that's what? Okay. Yeah, it's what? Okay. We're on 20-something. That's what matters.
What?
It's just like
you
life.
Said you would. You were not going to do a podcast with anyone other than me.
Speaking of that, that's a really nice segue.
Whoa! Who thinks of these things? You fooled me.
I got you. Now, see,
you lied to
now
me.
You're going to forget.
Under normal, non-podcast rodeo circumstances, I would stop now. You haven't told me where we're going. You're laughing at things that aren't funny, and you're saying things like delay, and I'm just like, this isn't for me. But let's continue, shall we?
That I have not been making podcasts with you. There's one thing I've learned about our friendship is that we have a lot of short-term memory issues.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. I was dropped a lot as a child.
That's right. I was going to say it's more of like a...
One, I don't know if I was dropped a lot, but I fell from quite a few great heights, and... Oh. My mom has been very distant ever since the last one.
I'm not positive, but I think that was a joke. Could be.
Because of restraining orders from the, like, court orders?
Oh, yeah. She is not legally allowed to see me.
I knew it. Okay. Well, anyway, today, thanks for listening, you guys. What's up? We got the camera back. And today is actually October 15th. So happy National Latinos AIDS Awareness Day, of course, as we all know.
As we celebrate every year.
Yep. Go ahead. Fact check us. It really is a real thing. And you're insensitive if you don't know what we're talking about and if you think we're joking right now.
We're trying to bring to light a necessary problem and issue. And we've done that.
You're De nada.
Okay, so okay. Let's get to it.
Moving on.
All right, moving on. So today we've got a very interesting topic today because, you know, Brayden just called me out.
I did.
About, and it's
you
funny
dirty,
because...
dirty whore.
Okay, I'd like to apologize because I'd like to be honest.
Thank you.
Because today's theme...
Okay, I'm a middle-aged white guy, and maybe if I was 23, I might get this, but... When you started off there, hey, today is National Latino AIDS Awareness, whatever it was, I would have started with that. The problem is you are 2.5 minutes into the podcast to let me know where we were going. Now, your audio was fine. Nothing wrong with that. But I think what you guys are victims of is what I call the curse of knowledge. And this is where two good friends know all sorts of things about each other. And so consequently, you can say something like, Jimmy Haben, Sheena Easton. You're not going to laugh at that. I say that to my best friend, Scott. We are both in stitches. So keep that in mind, that the audience that is listening doesn't have all your history. So the things that you're snickering at may not land well with your audience. Now, the other thing you say here is that we just really want to have fun. And you're on episode 23, and that's fine. If you're having fun, you're successful. If you want to take this a little more seriously, I would go to coolerwebsites.com, buy noisybusiness.com or noisybusinesspodcast.com or something like that, because nobody's going to remember your really long website address. I would also make sure your show is listed in all the different directories. Right now on Podomatic, they give you an iTunes button. Now, for the record, Apple hasn't called iTunes in over a year, and an RSS feed, which means if you're a listener and 70% of Europe is on an Android device, they come to your website and click on that RSS feed, they're going to get a face full of code. And if they click on an iTunes button, they're not really going to do, you know, much for them. So you really need, I like PodPage. You could take your RSS feed, put that into PodPage and be good to go. So those are some other things, just bonus tips on how to grow your audience. But for me, you seem to be having a lot of fun. Your audio is good. Just all that stuff about episode numbers and inside jokes, just let people know what your show is about. Let them know what to expect on the episode and then get to the point. If you think about it, back when we were able to fly, right, the pilot would come on and go,
yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your captain. We're going somewhere south, I think. I don't know. If you know, you let me know. I'll figure it out some way. We'll get you there. We'll land eventually, and we'll be safe. And, we're just going to wing it. Have a good time. And thank you so much for flying on your last plane to wherever. Thank you. Over.
No, that's not going to instill confidence. So consequently, you need to start your podcast like something that people are going to, okay, these people put a little thought into this, and they're not going to waste the next 23 minutes. So I like your energy. I like your audio. I like the fact that you're going to talk about some topic that I didn't even know existed. Just get to the point and have jokes that everybody can relate to. Now, if you want your show right here, because not only do you get in front of me, but there's probably somebody right now going, hey, hit play on that. Those guys sounded funny. All you got to do is go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the $5 button, and you can have your show right here. Now, if you want a full review or a private review, that's out there as well. You can have myself and Eric K. Johnson, who's got 30 years in radio, take a look at not just the beginning, but the middle, the end, your website. I gave them some website tips today for a bonus, and that's over at podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that there's always room for improvement. Take care, everybody.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.